Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
You are still listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are honored to have Minister Annelien Mogomotsi with us right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Remember, they come from the organization called YANA, which is an acronym for You Are Not Alone. In most instances, they deal with single parents topics, not only single parents topic, but topics, but you know, married people topics also. So they are in a sense trying to incorporate and to include everybody, just to make sure that nobody is left out when it comes to the spiritual edification. So, Mme Mogomotsi, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Good evening,
if you can please tell us a little bit about Mme Mogomotsi, Mme Annelien Mogomotsi. Who is Mme Annelien Mogomotsi? I want your background. Where were you born? Where were you raised? And the like.
Okay. Okay, my name is Annelien, and greetings to Radio Pulpit listeners. My name is Annelien Kitswakohamogantide. I was born in Johannesburg somewhere, Kodikishin. My mother said at Rosebank. I don't know if there was a hospital by then. And I was raised by my mother's granny, Ko Marapiani, in the place called Matimpore. And yes, I schooled there from my primary. I did even my matric. That time it was form four. Then I left to do my form five at Roman, at developed Roman school. And yes, I grew up in a family in the Santa Cruz, but we were not saved. We had never heard about salvation, in fact, until at the later stage when I was working. Yeah.
Tell us more about your journey, how you got saved, and your life afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. What a miracle that happened on that day. It was in December 1983. It was on the 3rd, on a Saturday. I was at the wedding ceremony, and I was one of the maids of the story. And when I left Johannesburg to come and meet the people I was traveling with to Marapiani, that time I was already, you know, deeper to be lost. I was lost because I started just to drink liquor. I had a child. I was starting to smoke. And I went to one of the schools in Sheshangube to meet the people who were going with us to Marapiani. And when I reached the place there, you know, I found these men and women, you know, girls and boys. But to me, they were so dull. I couldn't just associate with them. I didn't ask them to a place I can go to, because I was just wondering whether the people in Pretoria, but so I can't think about one of them. You know, to me, they were so dull. I don't know how to explain it better.
Babora.
And they gave me a place at 2 o'clock in the early hours. They said the transport is there to go to Marapiani. And I took my luggage, I came, I stood up, they said, and I was wondering why they're sitting. They started by saying, let's pray. I said, praying. And they started to sing, I would go free. You know, the way they sang, some were smiling, some were looking up, some were having tears running on their eyes. Mm. And, you know, at that time, I wanted to change. I could see people going to heaven and me going to hell.
Yeah.
And from that time, I was asking myself, Lord, I want to be like these people.
Mm.
How did you come to honor? I judged them. But then when they started to pray, and they prayed.
Mm.
The only prayer that I could pray is Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah.
I prayed, I finished, I started again. I started for the third time. And when they finished, I just stopped where in the middle.
Until you get tired.
I was just convicted. I could see that I thought Kibushari, but there's something in these people, but I didn't know what that is. And we traveled on the way, I would go through. There was this thing that if regular accident, where are you going? And you know, from nowhere. I've never thought of such a thing in my whole life. And in school, we arrived at the wedding, it was so nice. And in the evening, in the evening service,
Reception.
Then there was this pastor.
Baby, is that reception?
Reception, yeah, the reception. Then yeah. Pastor Chipolani preached. He preached about John chapter 4.
Do you remember the pastor who was preaching?
Pastor Chipolani from North.
Pastor Chipolani. Oh, right.
Tamil.
All right.
And the pastor preached. He talked about this woman. And what he said was that this woman was doing the things that she was doing because there was emptiness in her. And I realized, I checked myself, the things that I was doing, I was not ready to do them. I mean, just drinking. I knew that I'm a beautiful girl. I knew that my faith was going to change one day. I couldn't stop to do what I was doing. And when he spoke about things that this woman was doing because they were... I was asking questions, sitting there alone, saying, Pastor, then what should I do? Because I have that emptiness. And he just continued to preach. And that question was saying, Pastor, what should I do? At the end of his message, he made an altar call. You know, I would continue. I was in front of the ministry. I don't know how I stood up. And we were two of the people that were not born again amongst Munyadi Ministry. There was another guy who was not saved. I stood up there, you know, I heard the boy that saying, Batuba crawling away. And I said, it's about my life. I didn't want to know. Mm. I stood up, there were others who came, they prayed for us. I accepted the Lord Jesus. I gave my life to him. You know, the picture that they took that day, even today, from 1982, is still there. Because the smile that I had, the face that glowed, I've never had such a thing before. I still have that picture because it reminds me of where I come from. And that's how I got born again. And since that day, I had challenges not only, but
yeah.
I stood.
If you can tell us again, how old were you? You were still young, nay?
At the time, I was just 21.
Oh, okay.
I had a boy.
You were a youth.
Yeah. I was a young person, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And what happened? Tell us the story of your journey. Was it, a smooth one, smooth sailing one, or you encountered some challenges? I'm sure many people will want to know how you managed to be where you are today.
Yeah, when I got born again, I was working already. I was working at a company, and I was staying with my mother, only teaching me. And that Friday, when I left to the wedding, Nekapere Bang Bang, there was just this book. I didn't buy any of the Bang Bang. Young people don't know it today.
I don't know it. I don't know either. That makes me one of those young people.
And when I came back, on Friday, the manager told me, I knew the first day when I came to work, they told me that the way I should dress up. Unless we shoot. And I kept to that. But that Friday, because I did that. He didn't give me the reason why. He just told me never go fedile, and I left on my way home to my mother's. I had this question say, I know my mother won't give a komutu, and I won't go to komutu. Make it policy. And what I said, have our big, because no one got to komutu. And I said to the devil, I didn't hear that.
Can you caught fire already by then.
You know, just first week.
Hey, is that you caught home. Fire or fire caught you?
Fire caught me.
Yeah, wow.
I would go to, yeah. I went home. I told my mother, first thing that came out of the mouth, And of course, I was complaining to her because I was the only black person who was working a better job. Some neighbor clean number, and another a receptionist.
Okay.
So I was seeing some attitude, and I was telling my mother. Then she interpreted quickly on a top of Mirago, only blame to him. She blamed, you know, she wanted to take me to Motu because of. I didn't go to Komutu. And you know what, I would go to? After 2 weeks, the owner of the company, Nigel Holiday, when she came back, one of the first questions she asked was, where's my little girl?
Heaven. Okay.
Yeah. When she came, she just said, because she didn't see me for in the morning, she didn't see me that. Then she said, where's my little girl? They told her, medical service. You know what she said? Before the end of this day, she must be here.
Wow.
And I went back to work.
Yeah.
And I went. So then to that kind of call, then banana attitude because Kerata gave the old nana. Yeah. And then I stick to my work. I went. But one day my sister called and said, you know what she said? When I got a mess, they called me to Koharanko Hospital. But today before 3 o'clock we must get reported to Koharanko Hospital. And at that time I'm deep in Joburg. So I don't know how to tell these people. In 2016, we began no more problems. There was a couple. And I joined their church, and then they were praying, it was so, you know, it was so powerful. So I went to that man to say, how's that come so? I don't know what to do. And he said to me, Annie, you know that the government. Government, I want to talk about gold.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know about security. And I went to the manager, I told the manager, I left, I ran. I would go see from the kitchen, go create a park, or get job to transport to Parabasata. You know, I would go to we want to lead more to choose them or not. I met a man, I don't know what was his aim. One point I said, again, one asked, but he did that, son, get your boss, Haram Hospital, like he didn't know what he did. You know what he did? I am not going to work, I got all of you, and he took me straight to Haram Hospital.
No, I give me the Mosham.
I never said a thing ever to work in Wanka Jacob, but I'm a Lenyana of my age, like I am or I was.
I need to see the picture.
So I think I was settled in Bangamuhesi on time, just 2 minutes before time. And I was just this 18 girl who created HEF. I was in the committee there and there. You know, before she visit Tom, I can make a show on who clean Masalali. You know, I was just busy with the things of the Lord.
No.
And the Lord saw me through. I remember the first day, the way they came up to the time, I stayed to my first day. Yeah? And I wanted to pack and go. At that time, I was one of the elders in the class. You know?
Okay.
Because I worked for 6 years. So I was 6 years older than most of the children, that were, the students that were in the class. But in fact, I take it easy from because Carrera come up classing, I keep a magillo, but a magillo. The next thing I have a pronoun to say is about Chevacamo. Then I told my sister, make it right. I'll go with the governor, I'll reach you, come and take your child and see where you go. You're not going to be the one. I talk and then I passed and I passed the distinctions. Anyway, I was repeating. And Mudima Bamuni. Then I had to come home. My mother got a stand, Koma Gigi, Northwest. I came home. There I met challenges. You know, my mother received the Lord, but the challenges that we had to get both, Kamuku, they didn't work than Hannah and also Purus.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. You know, every day I would make a short prayer, Mudimu, to Kupaka Jukum to say, Hakari, just help me to keep quiet.
Yeah.
Because every day there was this something that he's going to say. Making one thing clear, Kolo, Margis Pippa Lagoon, like a speech, because the woman is in the but she should say, Holland over to your conferencing, over to your conferencing, that Greg is about chatting, but do so I did. So every time when I was supposed to take a cheap, like Greg, I had to do a project at Holina. Next month I want to come and go to do something, and the elder ladies want to buy. I'm not even why don't you leave the home? We can learn to one. Make it happen, Marapia. I don't know that you can leave your home. We can learn to one.
Yeah.
How do I go and leave my mother?
Yeah.
But And I've seen a friend of mine, I've seen someone in the family,
And this one takes us to the next point, because we are left with 5 minutes. If at all we don't finish this testimony, by all means, maybe the other week we'll have to call you back. So that brings us to the point, Dahoro, you got married later in life. How old were you when you got married and the challenges?
40. It was 40.
You?
At the age of 40, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I married to a man who was a man in the house of God, but he was in the process. Then one day he just called me to say, I was coming from work on a Saturday. He said, hey, I never cried like that. I cried. That same night, my sister called me at 10 o'clock to say, your mother has passed on.
Oh, no.
And I learned that my mother wanted to be a nurse in her life, and she wanted to be a pastor's wife. Yo. So, that day, she came about a pastor's wife, but I'm a nurse.
Wow.
Just one thing that kept me, I want to say before this 3 minutes,
yes.
You know, this verse in chapter 7, 1 Corinthians, chapter 34, Aaron, there's a difference.
Okay.
You know, between a married woman and an unmarried woman.
Mm.
You know, that's the verse that kept me. Kobu Chembak, I want to go back just for 3 minutes. So then, keeping, I would be jealous to see a woman only married. So that kept me going. You know that lady was also thinking, all the time. So that kept me going. That verse.
Oh.
And I can really think I hope like it's all tomorrow, Lord, what do you want me to do to please you?
Mm.
So when I wake up, I didn't tell her boyfriend or munna or what. I never had such in my whole Christian life.
Mm.
Until the time when the Lord saw her, because he told me that this man is my husband after the wife passed on. 3 months after, he told me this was husband. And I cried. This man is my husband. Then he my husband. And it was so. God's will in
So you've been married for how long now?
How many years?
Over 40, I'm sure, eh?
How many years from now? Is it 20 something? I don't know, Abutendu. Let me count. I need to count.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad that you are still married. You know, as you share this testimony with us, I normally share this with my brothers, you know, and earlier on when we started, it was just an exciting thing to hear somebody saying, "I'm born again." Mm. Like right now, that excitement has long gone, you know. Because when I know that being born again, even like we don't even use the word born again anymore. So you ask yourself, but this person, only relationship with Mudimo, or who is an academic home root is a banner band. High salad thing. And your testimony is a very powerful one where Mudimo really is able to keep one person until a mera lenyalo. Ma'am Mkhumutsi, thank you very much for sharing this testimony with us. Like, myself, and many others out there. were revived to hear these stories. Zapoloso yakudala, evangelia yakudala, how we lived our lives and all that. Thank you very much. Your contact details.
Okay, my contact details, my number is 076-273-1389. I repeat it, 076-273-1389.
Me lebrele tata.
Thank you so much. God bless you and the listeners.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.